Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us, and for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. We give you all praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to go back to Psalms 19. This is a powerful psalm. I'd like to teach it all the way through it at some point. But this one verse jumped out at me recently. But I'm going to read it from the King James first, then we'll go to the Passion Translation, and I believe you'll see why it meant so much to me. Psalms 19:8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Now, that's from the King James. Gosh, this is so good. The Moffat Translation says, the Eternal's orders are just, a joy to the heart. The teachings of the Lord are true, making one happy. And then the New English Bible, the second part of that, says, the commandment of the Lord shines clear and gives light to the eyes. Now, as I was reading the Passion of this, translation of this, I just want to start with verse 7 and just read down through verse 8. I could read the rest of the whole chapter, but this is so good. Verse 7, Psalms 19, verse 7. God's word is perfect in every way. How it revives our souls. Oh boy, doesn't it? Our minds, will, and emotions, and our intellect. His laws lead us to truth, and his ways change the simple into wise. His teachings make us joyful and radiate his light. His precepts are so pure. His commands, how they challenge us to keep close to his heart. Now listen to this right here. This is what jumped off the page at me. The revelation light of his word makes my spirit shine radiant. The revelation light of his word makes my spirit shine radiant. On most of the podcast episodes, and most of the time when I've taught to a group of people, I try to pray that revelation knowledge will flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. It's just something that has been ingrained in me for years to teach that way, to pray that way before I teach. The reason I see that is important is because it's not me, it's not the man, it's not a woman who's teaching, it's the Holy Spirit who's the true teacher. And he's the teacher we want to bring revelation knowledge to each one of us. And this scripture, that part of the Passion says, the revelation light of his word makes my spirit shine radiant. It's revelation knowledge of the light of his word. I love that, revelation light of his word. You know, I used to read the Bible and I just couldn't understand it, you know. But when I received the Holy Spirit, when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, the teacher, and when I began to rely on the Holy Spirit, even before I was filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit began to teach me, and He'll teach you if we rely on Him for that revelation. And what it does is you'll read the Word, and you may not even be thinking about a certain aspect of your life. But man, he just brings understanding for that aspect of your life at that point in time. And so maybe you're walking or you know someone who's walking through a difficult place. It's important to have friends and loved ones who can surround us and support us in challenging times. And it's important for you to minister to other people who are challenged in difficult times. And especially when you're going through it, it's important for you to minister to them. I found that to be true as well. But what we really need are the words of God and the comfort of God that can be shown through us to other people. But we can also receive that by seeking His words, seeking His word. In fact, I'm looking on down the page here, and it says in the Passion, in verse 10, the rarest treasures of life are found in His truth. That's why I prize God's word like others prize the finest gold. Nothing brings the soul such sweetness as seeking His living words. In the next verse, verse 11, for they warn us, His servants, and keep us from following the wicked way, giving a lifetime guarantee, great success to every obedient soul. Verse 12, I'm just moving on here. Without this revelation light, how would I ever detect the waywardness of my heart? Oh my gosh. And of course, that leads us down to verse 14 we talked about in one of the previous episodes about the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Well, that revelation light of God's word is what we need. I need that to know how to live in this life and to allow my steps to be ordered of Him. Do you remember when Jesus asked Peter, "Who do men say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" And Peter looked at him and said, "Thou art the Son. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus went on to say, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock I'll build my church." I sincerely believe and see that that rock is the rock of revealed knowledge. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Why? Because we're with revelation knowledge, we can prevail against the gates of hell. It's getting that personal understanding, the personal knowledge of who He is, who Christ is, and letting Christ be formed in us so that He can flow through us to other people. When we want to obey God, when we want to step out in faith with corresponding actions like we've talked about, we need a revelation of who Christ is and a revelation of what His Word is saying to us when it becomes personal to you. A personal word to you. So let's go back and look again. There's so much in this, isn't in it? You see, that's why, because revelation knowledge keeps coming to us. Psalm 19 again, verse 8, the last part of that. The revelation light of His word makes my spirit shine radiant. And it will. It will allow your spirit man, the real you, to shine with radiance because it's the light of God's word and His love that's shining through you. So I encourage you today, pray, go before the Lord and say, "Lord, I desire revelation knowledge to flow in my life." And then your spirit will be radiant. It will radiate that life and that light to you so that you will have the light of understanding of God's word in your life. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.